Cheers.
Manjaval, cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon of Tammy's Tastings. This is a different setup. I don't see a recipe here.
That's right. So our friends out at Long Road Distillers in Grand Rapids just won a big award. They were named best of class for their old Akavit at the American Distillers Institute conference. And so I decided that we should do something a little different to celebrate that award.
Tell me what Akavit is.
So Akavit is a... is sort of like gin in that it starts off with a neutral spirit, but then where gin is flavored with juniper, Akavit's main botanical is caraway.
So this is something that's popular in Scandinavia.
That's right. Norway, Denmark, Finland, Iceland.
Okay, so what's your idea here?
Well, so what I thought we would do is actually sort of go through the process of developing a cocktail while we mixed it. So
we're winging it.
We're winging it,
or
yeah.
You are.
Well, people often ask, you know, how do you come up with cocktail recipes? A lot of times I use recipes that other people have developed, but I like playing around and developing my own recipes, and I know other people like to play around with that at home, so I thought it would just be a fun thing to kind of go through my thought process, and then we'll see if this drink's any good. All right, so what I started off thinking about is that Akavit has that caraway flavor, which means some people love it and some people hate it because it reminds them of rye bread. So I like rye bread, and I like rye bread with caraway, so I thought, all right, I'm going to start with some Akavit, and I'm going to put an ounce of that here in my mixing glass. This is going to be sort of an old-fashioned style cocktail, so it's going to be stirred, not shaken. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to take that rye idea, and I'm just going to play that up, and I'm going to add an ounce of the Long Road rye whiskey to go along with that ounce of their old Akavit.
Oh, that's a shame. The bottle's almost empty.
Yeah, right. We're using it up, so this drink better be good because we won't be able to make it again. All right, so then, little known fact, rye's cousin pumpernickel, which is that dark rye bread, is colored with cocoa powder. That's where it gets its dark color from.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So I thought, all right, how about some creme de cacao? So, you know, I tend to be kind of a thinky cocktail maker. So sometimes I'm working off flavors together, but sometimes I'm also just looking for associations of what reminds me of different things, and can I put those together? So I added just a half an ounce of that. So that's going to act as our sweetener for this drink, as well as giving it some flavor notes. And then I'm going to try a couple dashes of Peychaud's bitters. So Peychaud's are the classic New Orleans bitters. They are really common in Sazerac, so we know they go well with rye whiskey. They have some caraway and anise notes to them, so they're going to kind of amp up that character from the Akavit. So a couple dashes of those. I'm going to add some ice to my mixing glass. And stir, stir, stir. It's important when making a drink like this to stir it long enough, because otherwise if the liquids don't get diluted and chilled enough, the drink can be kind of syrupy. So we really want to make sure that we stir this for a while. All right, so I'm going to take a little sip now before I put it into the glass, because this is my chance to test. Is it right? Does it need a little bit more sweetness? Is there anything I can do to tweak it? I'm going to stir it a little longer because it's still a little strong. This is an old-fashioned style drink, so it's going to continue to change once we get it into the glass. All right, I think this is interesting. It's definitely not going to be for everyone. So I'm going to transfer it to my glass now. And then... a thing that makes a huge difference in cocktails is the garnish. And with old-fashioned style drinks, we usually garnish that with a citrus twist. And I don't really have a logic behind this one, but just lemon is what I thought would go well with these ingredients.
It's classic.
So I'm going to get a nice big wide lemon twist here and squeeze that over the top of the glass. I'm actually going to wipe it around the rim to really get that flavor for the person who's drinking it.
So that expresses the oils of the orange,
that's right.
Lemon peel?
Okay. Right. So we're taking the oils from the peel and getting them onto the top of that drink. So the first thing you're going to experience when you bring this to your nose is the lemon oil. And then under that, you're probably going to pick up some of these caraway notes. And then the chocolate from the creme de cacao is probably going to come in kind of at the end as kind of a base note. So, all right. right, Lester, tell me what you think of our experiment.
Here's what I want to know. Do you name these before you finish them, or do you name them after you got exactly what you want?
Sometimes I come up with a name and then figure out how to make a cocktail that matches that name. But in this case, I don't have an idea for this yet. So you could have the honors if you want them.
Okay, well, we'll see. I might not be that creative. Nothing like what I expected.
In a good way or a bad way?
No, in a good way. It's a little sweet to me, a little syrupy, but the flavor is a nice mix of those three spirits that you use. That's just – I didn't think that would work, actually, and it does. I think I would stir it even longer.
Dial back that creme de cacao a little bit. So we did a whole half ounce, and so you could go with a quarter ounce or just, you know, what they call a fat quarter, so just a smidge over that quarter line to try to – bring it more in line with your taste.
I call it a success. So what are we going to name it?
We could call it success.
That works for me.
Cheers.